Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to one of our programs. We're giving away Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course over at easycourse.co. It retails for $500, but you can win it for free. Just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. It's that simple. It's our way to say thanks for showing us love on iTunes. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that packs a punch of straightforward business knowledge every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn how to set up a home office on a budget. Many of us are forced now to work from home because of COVID-19. And for many, they're thinking this may be their long-term setup, realizing that maybe commuting is not something they want to do anymore. They want to work from home. They want to work remotely. Whatever your situation is, you might need to set up an office at home, but you're trying to find the most inexpensive way to do it. That's what today's episode is all about. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars to have a really professional work setup. I'm going to show you how you can set up a great environment to work from for far less than you expect to spend. Hey, you spend 8, 9, 10, 12, sometimes 14 hours, 15 hours working. You might as well enjoy where you're doing it. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Now, normally, if we were going to do an episode like this, where I'm going to show you how to set up your office on a budget, we would go down the used route, going on Craigslist, going on eBay, figuring out where I can buy some used furniture, a nice setup for my office. Now, that's not going to be entirely easy these days because no one's really selling their office setup, their office furniture. Now, you might get lucky because some people have bought new and are trying to get rid of their old furniture and they might be selling it. So it's worth a look, but today we're going to focus on how to do this on a budget, even if you have to buy brand new. Now, for the purpose of today's episode, we're going to assume that your home office is a room in your house, like a second or third bedroom. But even the things I mentioned today can be set up in a corner of a room, like your living room. So let's get into it. Now, the first and most important piece of furniture you're going to have a good work setup is a desk. Now, some people prefer to sit on a desk. Some people prefer to stand. I personally think that standing desks are way better on your back, especially if you're working long hours. And when it comes to desks, I think that IKEA sells the best desks in terms of quality and price, great value. And they have various qualities. They have different levels of desks, so to speak. But even on the lower end of the scale, their desks are pretty good. Now, if you're going to go with a sit-down desk, IKEA has a desk for $69. It's called the Mickey. It's a very simple, small sit-down desk. It even has a little hole in the corner for your cables. This is actually a pretty good desk if you're going to be using it in a corner of a room. But they also have a bench-type desk called the Stuva, and it's $45. Pretty inexpensive. Now, this is also a sit-down desk. Now, my recommendation is to go with a standing desk, even if the standing desk is not adjustable. It's just a high desk. Now, don't worry. You're going to be able to sit, but let me just get to the standing desk first. It's called the Skarstad. Now, this standing desk is actually adjustable. It can crank high and low, and it's the desk I use, actually, and I have the larger version of it, but it comes in a smaller version. My desk is really large, so the smaller version is plenty. This desk hovers around $250. Pretty great quality desk. Now, if you want a standing desk that does not adjust, it just stays the same, this is my recommendation. The Linman table, and this is $79, okay? Now, even though it doesn't adjust, you can get a drafting chair, which adjusts up and down. So this is like one of those high stool-like chairs with a back, and those go up and down. So you can actually have it go high and sit down when you need to sit down on that standing desk. This is the kind of chair I have, and it's around $150, but it's worth it. And you can get this from IKEA as well. Now, the reason why I think it's worth it is because your chair is very important. When you're not standing or sitting and you're spending a lot of time in that chair, you want to make sure it has great support, lumbar support, as well as a great cushion. And that it's sturdy, that when you bring it up and down, it's always going to work. I've had my chair for over 4 years now, and it's still working just like new. Next, I highly recommend you get a separate monitor. If you're not using a desktop computer with a monitor and you're using your laptop, I highly recommend you get a monitor. Now, monitors are great because it's going to really help you work more efficiently, more real estate. I recommend a 27-inch monitor or bigger. And my number one thing I recommend you look for is an anti-glare eye care monitor, a monitor that is not going to reflect the light into your eyes and is going to help you with your fatigue throughout the day. These types of monitors start around $200, like an LG or a Samsung. But my personal favorite is Asus, A-S-U-S type of monitors. They're really, really good. And their 27-inch monitors range between $200 and $300. Now, I really recommend that you have your desk in front of a blank wall. That way you have a background for anytime you're on a video call, anytime that you're doing webinars, anytime you're doing videos, you're in an interview, anything like that. And on that back wall, you can make it look great. One of the easiest ways to do this is just to have a simple bookshelf. I have a simple bookshelf from IKEA that's like a metal bookshelf. It's about 6 feet high, so therefore it covers my whole background with my set of books, books that I love to read. I put the ones I love the most on top so they show in my background. You can get a simple plant as well to go on that bookshelf. It's a nice little a bit of earth, a little bit of color. And one of my favorite hacks is just getting a bunch of frames. You can get these frames from IKEA as well. Picture frames. You can put some art in your frames. You could put your kids' colorings in those frames. You could put your very movie posters in those frames. And you can just hang them easily with some 3M hooks that stick on the wall. This is going to make your office look amazing. And all your online meetings and videos and webinars look pro.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Now, we talked about your desk on a budget, a chair, your background, your monitor. Now we want to make sure that we have the little touches that make it feel really nice. I'm a big candle person. I love aromatherapy. So getting a few candles that you can use in your office is really going to change the mood a little bit. Get your favorite scents. It's really going to make a big difference. There's actually a company called Light and Glow out of Australia that will create a custom scent for your business. And you can have your own scent, your own candle, and they'll ship it to you. And they'll even ship you a few small ones that you can even send as gifts to your clients or to your teammates. Pretty cool. Now, my last recommendation for a great home office on a budget is a Google Home Mini. Google Home is one of those great little devices, those great voice-activated devices that can help you in your office all the time. Whether you're playing music, you're asking Google for some quick conversions, math conversions, time conversions, different time zones, exchange rates, all that kind of stuff. Google Home is fantastic. I love it. It's actually one of the best useful tools I have in my home, in my office. And the Google Home Mini is about $40. Sometimes it goes down to $30 on sale. Totally worth it. Guys, that wraps up today's episode. I hope you found it useful and that you implement some of these budget ideas to build a great home office. We don't know how long we're going to be on lockdown for, so it's good to invest now. And even if things ease up, working from home and being a remote worker is a great lifestyle. You save time, you save a commute, you save a lot of headaches. I've been doing it for 8 years and I've never looked back. That wraps up today's lesson, but today's episode's not over. It's Free Ride Friday. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Dennis DCRO. Dennis says, should you listen to this? 5 stars. If you're overwhelmed with information, don't worry. This podcast is easily digestible and applicable. Information you can use in your business right away. Recommended. Thanks, Dennis. From Croatia, thank you so much for that review. Your mission is to email me at omar@100mba.net so I can hook you up with the lifetime membership to Easy Course or $500 course over at easycourse.co. If you want to win a free ride, just leave us an iTunes rating and review and you enter our weekly random draw. Just listen in on Friday to see if you won. It's that easy to win. It's our way to say thanks for showing us love on iTunes. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Your space, your environment affects your performance. So if you want to improve your performance, your environment is going to help you if you set it up right. We get what we put into the world. We get what we work for. If we work on our environment, it's going to serve us. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in Monday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.